Yo, yo, yo. What's up, my fellow humans? Riley Hot here, back with another dose of self-care RX. You know, that feeling when life throws you a curveball and you just want to scream into the void? Yeah, we've all been there. Like, did anyone actually sign up for this rollercoaster ride called existence? But guess what? We're Gen Z masters of adaptation, survivors of cringy middle school dances, and connoisseurs of chaos. So, today's episode is dedicated to building resilience. Cause let's face it, the world is constantly changing faster than TikTok trends. One minute you're rocking your 90s revival look, the next everyone's doing that weird dance challenge involving a toaster oven. Gotta keep up, right? Okay, so here's the tea. Resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about bouncing back from the inevitable blows life throws at you. It's like having an inner superpower, the ability to navigate the unexpected and come out stronger on the other side. Think of it as your mental gym membership, but instead of lifting weights, you're lifting your emotional IQ. First things first. Accept that change is the only constant. I mean, seriously, is there anything in this world that stays the same? Your fave band might break up, your crush could suddenly be obsessed with pickleball, your phone could decide to stop working just when you need it most. It's all part of the cosmic dance, babes. So, instead of fighting against the current, learn to surf it. Next up, self-awareness is key. Like, what are your triggers? What stresses you out? Knowing your weaknesses helps you build a fortress around your mental well-being. It's like figuring out which monsters haunt your dream world. Once you know who they are, you can start slaying them metaphorically, of course. Number 3. Build your support system. You don't have to go through this crazy ride alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, make you laugh, and actually listen when you need to vent about that annoying classmate who stole your lunch money. It happens, okay? Friends, fam, online communities, whatever works. Just remember, a village is stronger than a lone wolf, especially in the digital jungle. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to just breathe, you know? Disconnect from the constant scroll fest and tune into your senses. Listen to the birds chirping if you live anywhere near nature, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, smell that fresh cup of coffee. It's about being present in this moment, not constantly stressing about what might happen next. And finally, number 5. Don't be afraid to ask for help. This isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. Therapy is like a mental tune-up, and there's no shame in getting your gears aligned. It's not just for people with serious issues, it's for anyone who wants to level up their emotional game. Okay, let's break it down. Acceptance, self-awareness, support system, mindfulness, and professional help when needed. Boom. That's your mental survival guide. Now go forth and conquer this chaotic world with a smile on your face and a fire in your belly. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos, deadlines, and FOMO? You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and everyone seems to be living their best life while you're just trying to figure out what to eat for dinner? Yeah, I feel you. But here's the thing. It's all about perspective. Think of it like this. Life is a giant video game. There are levels, challenges, boss battles metaphorically speaking, obviously. And just like in any good game, there are power-ups that can help you level up your resilience. So how do we actually apply these self-care hacks to our daily lives? Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Picture this. You're prepping for your biggest exam ever, but suddenly your laptop decides to go on strike. First reaction is probably panic mode, right? You start freaking out, stressing over the deadline, and feeling like the world is ending. But what if we shift gears? Instead of spiraling into doom and gloom, take a deep breath, mindfulness, acknowledge the situation, and figure out your backup plan. Maybe borrow a friend's laptop, head to the library for internet access, or even ask your professor for an extension. Don't be afraid to communicate. T. You just navigated a crisis like a pro. This is what building resilience is all about, finding creative solutions and adapting to change without losing your cool. Alright, let's wrap this up. The key takeaways are simple. Change is constant, self-awareness is your superpower, build a support system, practice mindfulness, and don't be afraid to seek help when you need it. Repeat after me. I am resilient, I can handle anything life throws at me. Now go out there and conquer the world, one TikTok challenge at a time. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave a rating, and tag your bestie who needs this dose of reality. You know what they say, knowledge is power, and sharing is caring. Stay awesome.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.